Google and Facebook are leading the development of personalization, the process through which the type of information offered is adjusted to users' demands. The way that personalization shapes identity is still becoming clear, especially because most of us spend more time consuming broadcast media than personalized content streams on the internet. But by looking at how those two major players on the web conceive of identity, it's becoming possible to predict what these changes might look like. Personalization requires a theory of what makes a person, of what bits of data are most important to ascertain who someone is, and the two web giants have quite different ways of approaching the problem. Google's personalization system relies heavily on web history and what you click on to infer what you like and dislike. These clicks often happen in an entirely private context. The assumption is that searches for intestinal gas and celebrity gossip are between you and your browser. You might behave differently if you thought other people were going to see your searches, but it's that behavior that determines what content you see in Google News, what ads Google displays. That determines, in other words, Google's theory of you.